realize what would happen if Christian folks in this world would take their candle and go to the north, the south, the east, and the west and just light their world. I'm not talking about this entire globe. One person can't do it. But folks, if we did what we just sang and heard sung from this pulpit, this world would be won to Jesus thousands of times over and over if we'd have done it by God's plan in the first place. If you're going to be the servant, the doulos, remember that Greek word, the bondservant, the slave of Jesus Christ, like we must be, the first thing that's going to have to happen to you in your life without a question is we've got to become a prayer. A prayer like never before, ladies and gentlemen. And you know that, and we know that together. But there's a second thing that if we're going to do Operation Doulos, if we're going to be an ongoing servant for Jesus Christ, got to become a salt shaker. Every day of your life, you either use one of these or a substitute, or it's sitting on your kitchen or dining room or living room, dining room table. It may be even sitting in the break room in your office. It may be sitting next to your chair in your living room. But every one of us sees one of these, and what else? Salt and pepper. It's a very well-known household item. And Jesus was speaking to his disciples. He got alone with them, or at least tried to. The crowds were everywhere. And Jesus went up to the mountain. He took those 12 men with him. They sat down together. And I just see Jesus. If he had a salt shaker, I almost bought every one of you a salt shaker, but I felt like we might end up with salt everywhere today. But you got your own. I don't need to buy you one. I think like this. Maybe you don't, but I think like this. I think Jesus just had a sat down with his disciples with a rock, and he pulled out of his back pocket. Now, men, this is a salt shaker. And he says, I want to tell you something about this salt shaker that will mean truth for you to be a servant in the world that I want you to be. So I'm not going to sit down during the whole sermon. I did not wear a coat. I burn up on Sunday mornings with ties and coats now, especially, I don't know if it's old age or if it's heat from lights or whatever, but I just do that. And so I thank you for letting me be comfortable. I'm going to tell you, this is the coolest I've been on Sunday morning yet. Going to be that way for a while through this temperature in the summer as well. But I want you to think of a salt shaker this morning. And very briefly, on this Memorial Day weekend Sunday, I want to talk to you about what it means about being a salt shaker. Now, this series is called Servant Precepts from the Sermon on the Mount. And when Jesus took those men together, the crowds followed. He couldn't get away from the crowds. But yet, the teaching of the Sermon on the Mount was to the disciples completely, to those 12 men. The rest of the folks heard him. And now Jesus is just with us this morning, there is no question. And I think he just reached in his pocket and pulled out one of these. And he said, much like Vince Dooley one time, this is a football, this is a salt shaker. And this is what I want to show you about the salt shaker this morning, because we must become prayers. These are prerequisites, spiritual precepts that must happen. We must become prayers. But folks, the second thing we've got to do is we must become a salt shaker. The scripture says it in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. I know you've read the scripture. Many of you have remembered it by memory and put it in your heart. And it just simply says, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. But what's it mean? What's it mean for us this morning? There are three things I want to tell you about a salt shaker. And I've got the blanks where you have to fill them in this morning, but these are no-brainers. The first one is simply this. I believe as Jesus sat with those men, he looked at them, and from the verse 13, he said, "Gentlemen," and I'm going to say church, "a salt shaker is filled with" what? "Salt." No brainer. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out right now that I have salt in this salt shaker. Have you ever been to one of those fancy restaurants and you picked up a salt shaker thinking it was salt and finding out it was pepper and dumped it in your food? All of a sudden the food is just messed up. You can't wipe the pepper off of it. And if you don't like pepper, you really are in a mess. And a salt shaker is filled with 99% sodium chloride. I am no chemist. I got my information from my daughter. And our salt today, matter of fact, includes additives such as iodine. I didn't know this, but it's to prevent thyroid disease. And an anti-caking agent to prevent clumping of the salt in high humidity. And I made sure this one's not clumped. It's just good salt. We have all kinds of salt. We've got refined salt, that's table salt. We've got unrefined salt, that's sea salt. We've got iodized salt, that's mixed with potassium and iodine to prevent an iodine deficiency in humans. Salt's got a whole lot of uses. Man, I went back to my science class. I needed to look and find out what salt is. Sodium is one of the primary electrolytes of the body. You can't live without it. And matter of fact, too much or too little salt can lead to all kinds of problems in our bodies, which many of us in this house know about. In addition, salt is used around the house as well. Now, you think you need to go out and buy a book about this? I got it right here. Did you know salt kills poison ivy? They say if you mix 3 gallons of salt with 1 gallon of soapy water and spray it on the leaves of poison ivy, it's toxic. Sodium chloride is. It'll kill them. I found out this the other day. You may already know it as well. If you want to check to see if an egg is rotten or not, put an egg in a cup of water, of which you've added about 2 teaspoons of salt. A fresh egg will sink. A rotten egg will float. And for you pet lovers, and I love pets as well, salt repels fleas. Wash the doghouse today in extreme salty water. How did you know that when you came to church this morning, you would get such good advice? There are so many more uses for salt, but I want to make this point, folks. Jesus is saying to those men, if you become like this, if you become like a salt shaker, you'll be a doulos. You'll be my bondservant. Because salt is a life-sustaining agent in the world. And what better metaphor for our Lord to use to those men when he said, "You are the salt of the earth." A salt shaker is filled with salt. Let me make my point. Folks, there's only one way to heaven. And that is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God in faith and you ask him to forgive you and you repent and place your faith in him, God miraculously transforms your very being from the inside out. You become a Christian, which means little Christ. And from that moment on, the Bible says you are a new creature and the old part of you has been obliterated. It's gone. And that salt in this salt shaker in your life represents the power of the Holy Spirit of God in your life as the result of the intentional commitment that you made to Jesus Christ. You're filled up with him. He alone is the only way to the Father. There are no other ways. But we are living in an age today where people have little G-O-D, little gods, and they fill their salt shakers with their little gods. They filled their life up with not the God of this universe, but everything else that is a mess in this universe. What's your salt shaker filled with today? Is it filled with the salt of the gospel of Jesus Christ through the power of his Spirit? Or is it filled with the world? Is it filled with all the yuck and stuff of this world that will pass away and decay? So many are saying, even from our pulpits, that there are other ways to heaven than through Jesus Christ. They say, don't you worry, in the end we'll all be together in heaven. That, my friend, is a lie from the pit of hell that Satan and his demons are snowing this world on today. Everyone on the face of this globe will not be saved. The Bible says, in that day, many will come to me and say, Lord, Lord, and the Father will say, depart from me, for I never knew you. If you are going to be a doulos for God as never before, you must be filled with His power and His presence, and in that salt shaker representing your life, and that only comes through an intentional personal invitation of Jesus Christ in your life. So who or what is filling up your salt shaker? Wow. And all I said, a salt shaker is filled with salt. Well, Jesus had gotten the guy's attention, big time. And then I believed he went a little deeper. Number two. He told him they're the salt of the earth. And then he said this, a salt shaker, gentlemen, and ladies, all of you here, exists to salt. What do you do with this thing on your table? If you can't eat salt, perhaps you have a salt substitute. But what do you do with this little bottle? I could stand here and hold it all day long. I can sit it right here, and it would be here next Sunday if nobody bothered it. The only way you can use this is to turn it over where the salt pours out. It takes something happening. I can't stand over here. Okay, salt, move. Kinetic energy just won't do it at this point, you know? I've got to come over here, I've got to pick up my salt shaker, and I've got to pour the salt out on whatever I'm using it on my food. Jesus said, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? You are the salt of the earth. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord, a personal Lord and Savior, I can tell you, folks, when you ask the Lord to come in your life, you signed up for mission service. You see, He puts you in His book. Remember that? The book of life is not just the book of life. That's a mission service book. You signed up to be a doulos, a servant. You not only became an heir to the kingdom of God, you became a doulos, and a salt shaker is filled with the presence and power of Almighty God. But then there's something we got to do as the salt shaker. We can set that salt shaker right here forever, and it won't do a thing. It would be nice to look at. It won't even change positions. So what's the doing part of salt? Well, I went back to Bethany again in the chemistry class, and I said, okay, give me some characteristics of salt. And then I looked back in the books to try to find some of the characteristics. And boy, I found some stuff that's incredible. Look at this. Salt is distinctive. It's totally different from the food or the object on which it is put. The power of salt lies in its difference. Nothing like salt. It's its own thing. It's nothing like a Christian. They're different. They're called to look different, be separate from the world. But they're called not to sit on the shelf. They're called to shake that difference, to salt the earth. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18, it says, therefore, come out from among them and be separate. Don't touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, says the Lord Almighty. 1 John 2, verses 15 and 16, don't love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of this world. Salt is distinctive. But salt preserves. It keeps stuff from going bad. It cleanses and disinfects. Believers, just like salt, folks, we are to cleanse and preserve the world. The salt disinfects the world from the sinful germs causing things to go bad. We have the power in our life through the gospel of Jesus Christ to save this world from annihilation in many respects, from corruption. And we do it because we are the salt of the earth. Salt was important for survival because it was the only way in first century Christianity, in the first century world, they had to preserve meat. There were no refrigerators as we knew it where you plugged them in, obviously. The salt was rubbed in the meat before it was stored, and salt was used to arrest or to even hinder the process of decay. You and I, being the salt shaker as Christians, are given the task of arresting the decay in this world. And yet George Barnard tells us today that you can't even tell the difference between a pagan and a Christian. Folks, we haven't been the salt of this world. We've been the silo of a storehouse of salt in our churches. Churches have turned into silos where we've stored up the salt. Well, it's time to turn on the spigot, folks. It's time to turn it on and fill up our lives with the power of Jesus Christ. And just go out and light your world. Just go out literally and salt your world. Go out and be the salt shaker God's called us to be. It may be making a phone call and saying to someone, I'm praying for you. I know you're going through a rough time. It may be writing someone and saying, you know, I just want to thank God for you and what you mean to me in my life. It may be going to get someone and taking them to the grocery store because they don't have transportation. It may be taking a bottle of water and giving it to someone on a hot, hot summer day in the name of Jesus Christ. It may be giving a token for the bus to someone who can't afford a bus ride. Whatever it is, whatever little ministry, you're being a salt shaker. And you're preserving. Salt penetrates. When you salt your food, you ever tried to take salt off? You can't. I mean, you can wash that hamburger all you want to, but that salt will do what? It'll penetrate down. Listen to me. The Word of God will never return as nothing. Wow. Just put the salt of the Word on. And we have the privilege of doing that. Salt flavors something, you know? It takes a bland, tasteless food, makes it refreshing, and believers are to flavor. We're to be different, but we're to flavor this world for Christ. We're to take the bland and tastelessness of sin and show them that there is life that can come from Jesus Christ. We are to have the fruits of the Spirit, as fruit of the Spirit, as Galatians chapter 5 says in verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace. Long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against these, the Bible says. But you know, salt is quiet. I could pour this entire thing, this salt shaker out of salt, and you'd never hear it. It's quiet. It's quiet. Oftentimes, Satan does his work in a quiet environment. He comes in the back door. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we can use the quietness of the power of God and the holiness of God where we realize we are standing in the presence of God. And it's our little salt shaker, our little life that counts for God. Wow. So many characteristics of salt. Salt spreads. Have you ever noticed when you're cooking something and you put salt on it, maybe you want to salt just this little part? You can't do that. It goes everywhere. So folks, even if we spread just a little salt, it spreads. It spreads. That's what the Word of God does. The Bible says that's exactly what I'll do. But you got to become that salt shaker. And salt is irrepressible. You can't get it back once it's put out there. And thank God when we share the message of Jesus Christ, that's exactly what it says for me and you. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. You recognize this verse. As far as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and does not return there, but it waters the earth and make it to bring forth the bud that it may give seed to the flower and bread bread to the eater, so shall my word that goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me void, but it will accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Praise God. Salt's distinctive. Salt preserves. Salt penetrates. Without question, salt flavors, salt is quiet, salt is spread, it's spread, and salt's irrepressible, all in this one little bottle. But I got a third one, and the final one. A salt shaker must never become stagnant. Must never become stagnant. Now I want you to look at the verse with me, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. But if the salt loses its flavor, and look what I've got underlined down there, it is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You can set a salt shaker up and leave it there. And as I said a little while ago, you can come back to your pantry and you can see that salt shaker, and there's about 100% chance it's going to look just like it looks right now. But have you ever picked up one of these at a restaurant and it looks okay and you turn it over and nothing happens? The salt just sticks. It's become clumpy. It's really just frozen almost. And you turn it over and the salt doesn't move like it does in this one. It just stays still. That salt has become stagnant with lack of use. And as a result, that lack of use salt is not used in the kingdom. It's not used on your food because you can't get it out. And let me say something to you. Sodium chloride, this chemical, never loses its flavor. But yet Jesus says, but if the salt loses its flavor. Let me explain what Jesus meant. In the part of the world where Jesus lived, salt was collected from around the Dead Sea, where these crystals were often contaminated with other minerals. And these crystallized formations were full of impurities, and since the actual salt was more soluble in the impurities, the rain would wash out the salt, literally, which made what was left of little worth, since it literally had lost its saltness. Why? Because of all the impurities in the salt. You see my point? God put salt in your salt shaker, folks. His power, his presence. But what happens is this. We let the things of the world and all this stuff come in, and this little bottle becomes mixed with things of the world. The Bible says you can't serve two masters, only one. What's mixed in your bottle? What's in this bottle in your life that keeps you from being the salt that God's called you to be? Why? What's mixed in here? Or is it white? Is it flowing freely? Has it become clumped up over the years? Has it become stagnant? Just stuck. Well, how in the world do you get a stuck salt shaker to start working again? Every one of you have done this at the table. And when you do it again, you're going to think about this message. I hope you will. You see that thing? What if it's stuck? How am I going to get? How do you do it? Tell me. Somebody tell me. How do I get that salt shaker to work again? It's stuck. It's clumped up. How do I do it, y'all? Shake it. And I believe Jesus looked to those disciples. He said, man, you fixing to get all shook up. By God. You know, that's my prayer. That God will shake up our salt shakers. He'll shake us up like never before. And all that impurities that are mixed in there, all that crud that we've allowed to get in that makes us look like the world to everybody, we'll get it out and we'll take a stand for Jesus Christ like never before. We're going to be a salt shaker at Olive Springs. We're going to salt this community, period. However little, however big. We sent 17 out salting this world this past Saturday. You've gone out salting this world over these last 3 years with the ministry that that you've done. Now, what I'm asking you to do is be that picture right there. Every time you see a salt shaker, wherever at a restaurant, at your home, wherever you may be, you go back to this sermon and you think to yourself, am I being the salt shaker God's called me to be? We got to first, if we're going to be a doulos, be a prayer. The second thing, we've got to be a salt shaker like never before, period. Jesus said that that salt will lose its flavor, not lose its salvation, lose its flavor when it gets mixed with all the impurities of the world and sin and crud. And God says, you let me fill you up. You pray for that filling. So today, this morning, I've shown you three things. Three no-brainers. A salt shaker is filled with salt. A salt shaker exists to salt. It's got a purpose. But that salt shaker must never become stagnant. And God, shake us up. Shake us up. Once in a meeting, some young people were discussing this very text of Matthew 5:13. They were suggesting uses of salt and its meaning, and that salt gives flavor, as we've talked about it. Then one girl, one young person, stood up in the back and told her youth minister, she said, I want to say something. He let her speak. And he says, you know something else that salt does? It makes you thirsty. The room got very quiet. And the youth minister said, how many have I made thirsty for Jesus? Wow. Three simple things. Is your salt shaker filled with the salt of the power of God? Do you know Him personally as your Lord and Savior? Then, have you allowed your salt shaker just to sit? And that old salt's getting a little hard. Then ask God to shake you up today like never before. Let's be the doulos, the servant God's called us to be. Amen? Pray with me. Father, you've given us a simple example, as you did with those men on the Sermon on the Mount. You told them we've got to become a salt shaker. So, Father, you're just going to have to set the fire going. You're going to have to set our souls afire. Shake us up, Father. Shake us up. That is our prayer on this Memorial weekend. Shake us up with the power of God so that we'll become the doulos, the salt shaker for you, and we'll fulfill Matthew 5:13. Thank you for the privilege of doing so. I pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen. So what commitment do we all make today? From the pew that you're seated in to down here kneeling in prayer, will you just, every time you see one of these, think, am I being the salt shaker for God I need to be? And then that day, one day, try to salt the world at least once a day this week. Make it a habit. Send out a card. Talk to someone. Wave at someone at a traffic light or just to let them know that, hey, you really are different. Next time you get in a hurry, slow down. I've got to listen to that one big time. You know, let God use you to salt the earth. Folks will get the message. They'll get the message. Song set my soul afire. I want you to stand very quietly where you are. Karen is going to lead us as we sing. This becomes the altar of prayer, and this becomes our prayer of commitment. You come, you do, and commit to God as He would lead you right now. Let's sing that together, Karen.